Vermont is seeking a new developer to build a 15-bed locked facility for youth involved in the criminal justice system. This request for proposal comes a few months after the Department for Children and Families dropped its plans to build the facility in Vergennes. Vermont Public reporter Liam Elder Connors has been covering this story, and he joins me now. Hi, Liam.
Hi, Mary.
Liam, tell us a little bit about what this RFP that the state just issued. What exactly are they looking for a developer to build?
Yeah, like you said in the introduction, they're looking for someone to construct a new locked facility that can hold youth that are involved in the criminal justice system. And they're looking to have this be 15 beds, and those beds would be a mixture of longer-term treatment stays and then also a couple of beds that are for shorter-term, what they say are stabilization stays. So sort of a shorter period of time where they're figuring out what to do with the youth. This is basically the same project that the state was looking to build in Vergennes. One of the big differences this time in this RFP is that the state is asking the developer to find the site to build this facility, as well as handling all the local permits and any potential zoning changes that would happen there. So this just got posted, this RFP, so we'll have to wait and see how many people actually put in bids and then who the state actually goes with.
Okay, and Vermont hasn't had that permanent secure facility for justice-involved youth for the last 5 years. Can you get us up to speed on what's been happening since 2020?
That's right. So back in 2020, the state's only juvenile detention center, a facility called Woodside, shut down. And Woodside closed amid allegations that staff there used excessive force against kids that were in the facility. And so the state has been trying to find a place to build a new permanent facility for justice-involved youth since then, and they haven't really had any luck. There was a 6-bed facility that they wanted to build in Newberry that fell through, and there was also this project in Vergennes that the state pulled back from this summer. There's been local opposition to both of those projects, and those have that's played a role in sort of what's been going on here. But the state's been trying for a while and hasn't had any success at replacing Woodside.
Mm. Well, where have youth been sent in the meantime?
Well, there have been a few different things that have happened. The Department for Children and Families has stepped up their use of one-to-one staffing, where they have one staff member sort of watching over one youth. They also have opened up a facility called Red Clover. This is a locked facility. It's only 4 beds, and it's a temporary facility in Middlesex, and that's for short-term stabilization stays. But one thing that is happening is that more youth are being sent to adult prisons. This was something that happened while Woodside was open. Kids could be placed at Woodside if they were in the custody of the Department of Corrections, but now without a permanent locked juvenile facility, more youth are being placed in adult prisons when they're charged as adults. And so DOC has said they've seen more kids in prisons in recent years.
Yeah. One last question for you, Liam. Are people concerned about this uptick in youth being held in adult prisons?
It's certainly a concern. Prisons are not set up to hold youth, and that's something that the Department of Corrections has said many times. In federal regulations require what's called sight and sound separation when youth are held in adult prisons. And what that amounts to is essentially solitary confinement, because the youth aren't allowed to mix with the adult population. And child welfare advocates have expressed some concern about this. There was a 16-year-old recently held at a state correctional facility for 19 days. And the Office of the Child, Youth, and Family Advocate told me that this the youth was alone for many hours a day and was concerned and didn't have a very good time there. The youth now in Red Clover. DCF says that things like this highlight the need for a facility, and advocates say that really we need more community treatment and less locked facilities.
That's Vermont Public reporter Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thanks so much.
You bet.